Warbirds continuing their series with Hickory down in the dugout today with Brewers first rounder Trey Ebel. Trey, thanks so much for the time.
Yes, sir.
You obviously know this organization pretty well with the area code games growing up playing for the Brewers. How special is it now to be officially part of this organization?
Yeah, it's a dream come true. I mean, I don't really know any other organization, and you know, I kind of know everybody in this organization. So, you know, just getting, you know, hands in and having my first half little pro season has been great. And, you know, just what a blessing to be here.
Let me ask you about draft day. Well, take me through the day. When did you finally figure out that you were going to be a Brewer?
Like a minute before? Yeah, I mean, it was great. You know, it was I was talking with my dad and we were trying to work out a deal in my agency. So, you know, it came out to the last couple seconds, and I told Brady, like, hey, I don't know if it's going to work out. So, you know, he kind of had his reaction, and then once it went on that board, when I saw it, it was amazing. So just so many good thoughts going through my head, and I'm so glad they pulled through, and I'm a Brewer.
You mentioned your dad, who's been, so I imagine, such a big influence on your career. Talk to me about growing up around the big leaguers and how that's influenced you as a player.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, just growing up around superstars, especially, you know, when I was younger, Mike Trout, mm-hmm. Albert Pujols, those guys, and then now with the Dodgers, you got Shohei, Mookie, Freddie Freeman, Teoscar. So just seeing guys' routines, seeing how they work every single day, and, you know, trying to implement that into my game has been a huge part of it. So, you know, just come on the field, continue to work, and see how much better I can get.
Are there one or two guys that you've modeled your game after?
I wouldn't say model, but guys that I've looked at, like, you know, just Mike Trout and Mookie Betts, those are the two guys that I kind of take a lot and learn from and talk to the most. So, you know, they gave me great advice, and I learned from it and just implemented my game.
How about your dad and his influence on you defensively, all the ground balls that you and Brady were taking in the backyard growing up?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, my dad's very simple. We, you know, catch the ball, hit the guy in the chest. So that's just the things that we've been doing since we were younger. You know, we always want the ball hit to us, and it's just very simple.
You know, obviously the Ebel name is pretty big in baseball. How do you go about charting your own path and making a name for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's great, and obviously it's a blessing, you know, to be the youngest doing it. So, you know, just continue to do me and, you know, get better every single day and stay on my routine. And, you know, Brady's doing his thing, and obviously Dad's doing his thing, but it's all great that we're all in the game.
What are the biggest things you want to work on final couple of weeks of the season, heading into the offseason and the next year?
I think, you know, just kind of just to have as much fun as I can. I think just, you know, getting around all these guys and learning what it's like to be a pro. I think just building my routine, continue to build on that, and then once I get here next year, it's just, you know, go to work and continue to get better.
All right, let you go with this thought. Do you remember the first time that you beat Brady in something growing up?
I beat him in absolutely everything that I do.
I love
it. I saw a little video he did a couple days ago. Yeah. He's a liar. And I beat him in everything I do. So, all good.
I love it. Trey, appreciate the time. Continued success.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Trey Ebel joining us down in the dugout on the Warbirds Baseball Network.